Hey, church family, and those who are not part of the celebration family who join us on New in 22, thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your day to dig into God's Word with me. On this Wednesday, we are digging into 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Paul starts out this chapter scolding the Corinthians for this habit that they seem to have. And oftentimes, you know, we don't have every letter that was written to Paul or that Paul wrote. And if you read between the lines in Corinthians, he addresses things. And often he says, now about this, he's obviously had questions come his way. And I think this is one of those times. He addresses their issue that they were constantly taking each other. The Christians were taking other Christians to court. They were suing other Christians instead of trying mediation, and it was hurting their witness. And so this paralleled the Jewish synagogue, those communities at the synagogue being the small churches where they focused on prayer and reading the Old Testament scriptures. And there they taught that disputes should be settled internally instead of going to the Roman courts. Now remember, Rome occupied all of Israel. And so they're saying, Paul is saying, can we not settle this amongst ourselves? It's making us look really bad. So Paul calls out in verse 8 those who were taking others to court, but who were guilty of sin themselves. So in essence, he's calling out their hypocrisy, that someone did something to them, but they're sinning against God. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to read some pretty tough verses here. Verses 8 to 10, he says, let me go back to 7. The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you've been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers and sisters. Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Okay, here's where it gets tough. You ready? Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Oh my goodness, these are strong words that Paul speaks here. But there's hope, because in the very next verse, listen to what Paul says. And that is what some of you were. It doesn't say that's what you are. It says that's what you were. And then he says, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. Let's look at those two words. You were sanctified. That means that you were set apart by God. God declared you holy and free from death that results from sin or eternal damnation. And that word justified, that means made righteous in God's eyes. So he says these sins here are sins that Jesus paid for on the cross. They do not identify you. They do not define you. You are to deal with the sin in your life because you've been set apart and made righteous in God's eyes. So it is important, and I'll say this so many times as we continue on this year, it's important that we're not okay with what the Bible says is sin. So with that, you can finish reading at the end of chapter 6. It talks a little bit more about sexual immorality here and has a famous verse that many of you know, Verse 19, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. And it's talking about sexual sin there. So with that, I'll be back with you tomorrow for 1 Corinthians 7.